A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio,
Australia's dumbest podcast network.
As you may know, for the majority of 2020, we've been turning an abandoned liquor store into a brand new Sans Pants Radio studio. It's been tough, and we are nearly there, but we can't complete it without your help. And that's why, on the 20th of December, 6 a.m. Melbourne time, we've decided to attempt a potentially 24-hour D&D-a-thon over at twitch.tv/sanspantsradio, where every donation not only goes towards building the new studio, but also keeps us playing. I have a family Christmas on the same day, it's gonna be hell. And if you want to help us, but you don't want me to literally die, you can contribute in other ways, by buying a metaphorical brick for the new studio. For this, there are two options. Option one gets you your name in amongst the Sans Pants Radio logo that will be going up on the new studio. And option two gets you that, but with the addition of a limited edition enamel brickhead pin. So head to sanspantsradio.com/shop to find out more.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, what kind of disgusting planet caused E.T. to look like that? But the question won't actually talk about the planet, we're just going to talk about how wrong E.T. looks.
No, because it might be the disgusting planet. Look,
yeah,
wherever he's from is probably gross and wet.
For sure.
What went wrong for E.T. to look like that?
Yeah, because I was thinking, and I posted it in our group chat, I was like, and this is what sparked it all off, how does E.T. shit? Because his anus is so close to the ground that if he drops a log, it'll touch him on the bum hole, okay?
There's just
not enough distance, unless he's shitting little rabbit poops, for him to do a shit that won't touch his little bum hole.
Well,
and then
I put forward that I think, because his body closely resembles, for me anyway, a sloth, that he's more like a hanging creature, so he would hang from the branches whilst he does his good dookies.
Yeah, and then that got the ball rolling.
Yeah, I had no thoughts about E.T.'s anus, but I am thinking about how much I hate E.T. at all times.
Yeah.
Every morning when I wake up, I Google, has the internet forgotten about E.T. yet? And the answer's always no, and I'm always furious that I may have to look at that disgusting wet fuck.
When will Steven Spielberg confirm that E.T. is dead in real life?
I want confirmation that E.T. is dead in real life, and also confirmation that to mourn him, we are never discussing the film E.T.
But we started to think, or I started to think, about how E.T.'s body doesn't seem like it's designed for any kind of environment whatsoever. And so I wrote down a list of E.T.'s main features, and I thought together, and then I thought together we could go through these features and we can try and figure out what would cause them to evolve to try and get a sense of where E.T.'s from.
Yeah.
And I don't want anybody to come to me with any bullshit E.T. Expanded Universe, E.T. the anime, E.T.'s, you know,
board game or whatever. No,
I don't give
what he looks like.
Okay, yeah, visuals only.
The only tweet I want to receive from this episode is people being like, "Hey, Dusha, E.T. sucks shit," and I'll be like, "Yes,
yeah, he does."
Good.
Yeah,
everyone tweet me that E.T. sucks shit. I want my Twitter to explode just with people tweeting me just that.
You want it to happen so much that you regret it a little bit.
Yeah.
That's what you're aiming for.
I'll turn my fucking notifications on so my phone vibrates every time as well. I want I want that.
Okay, hey, first feature.
Yep.
No hair. Bald.
Okay.
So this to me I guess, is that kind of like living somewhere that is at least wet?
Wet and hot, right?
Because like what kind, or
like
wait,
an elephant.
Or underground like a mole rat.
It's already bad. Yeah, no, underground makes sense, but also wet and hot.
Underground, he'd have fine hair, which he That's might true. Have. And,
wait, why no. does he have... Wait, why...
Shut up, Zusha. Don't make me imagine E.T. with fine hair. Shut the hell up. That's awful.
Why does he need fine hair to be underground? Does a naked mole rat have fine hair?
It's got whiskers.
Yeah.
He would need like... some way of navigating beneath the earth, and he doesn't seem to have that. Also, underground...
Well, again, they're blind, though.
Yeah, and he's got fucking huge eyes. Yeah, so that if he is underground, he cooked it. Because as he tunnels through the ground, he's getting dirt in his big, dirty eyeballs.
Yeah. And he can't use his fine hair to feel his way around because he's got none.
Exactly. E.T. has no whiskers or fine hair. Mm. I think, what animals in our world have the same skin? Rhinoceros? Elephant?
Ball
I think
sacks.
E.T. Balls? Nuts?
Nuts. Big old nuts? Shaved, in brackets shaved. That's important.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Any chimp that has been stressed too much from either smoking too much or having to be forced to quit smoking?
Yeah, absolutely.
Those real sad ones, you know?
Real
you see
life.
Them and you're like, oh, this is, we've done a crime.
Yeah. Real life chimps with alopecia. That's.
This is great. This is so funny to imagine me. I've like got E.T. in a cage and I'm like, we're going to try and figure out where it's from. And you're like, well, it reminds me of a chimp with alopecia. Does that help? No!
Give it cigarettes. See what happens.
That's not an animal. That's an animal that's undergone a traumatic experience.
We don't know. Maybe he's gone through. Maybe the real ETs are full of hair and this one is just stressed.
Okay. I'm going to write down possibly addicted to sex. Okay. Yeah.
Although we do see his family at the end.
Yes.
Maybe they're all addicted
Maybe
to cigarettes.
We don't know.
Also, yeah. we see what trip. Happens. We yeah. see mm. what happens when ET gets stressed. He starts to die and look like white dog shit.
That's on my list as well. So we'll get
like
to that.
Like Optimus Prime. So maybe he's a car. Put that down.
Okay, I refuse. So I'm gonna say
sensible
Autobot. Then come on,
GoBot. Maybe. I'll put down all GoBot. Right. Okay,
Thank
no.
You.
So look, I think it's gonna be wet. I don't know about wet. It definitely has to be hot, though.
Warm.
Will we accept moist?
If it's hot, it has to be like swamp hot. It can't be like sunny hot because then he would have hair to protect his awful skin.
Stop making me imagine E.T. with hair.
What kind of like creatures live in the swamp?
Gators?
Alligators?
And he doesn't look very gatory.
Frogs? It's a bit froggy.
Yeah, frogs. He's not amphibious, though. He doesn't need to be wet.
No.
He probably loves it, but he doesn't need to be.
He looks like he'd love being wet.
Okay, that's not one of E.T.'s traits. We'll not be on the list. I'm going to keep moist and hot because we got so many other things to explore.
Even though when he waddles around or when he sits down and gets up, he doesn't leave a wet patch, which I imagine he should have, but he doesn't. So that's me, I guess, making assumptions that aren't there. So we do have to, as much as we love to imagine him being a wet, moist boy, we can't.
Yeah.
We have to strike that from the record because he's probably very dry. And I think you're right. He's probably more akin to a rhinoceros.
Yeah, because I think it's pertinent to point out he's not soft. He's hard, which is awful. He's leathery.
I hate to come back to this, but it does make me feel like that means that his environment probably is a bit, at least the humid, maybe. A humid environment.
Okay.
But with no direct sun. Because he would again be covered in hair if...
I just think you're right. He's probably like a dry, arid place, kind of like some kind of like savannah.
That's the opposite
I'm gonna
of what
stick
I
with.
I know, I'm that's gonna... what I'm saying. I think he's more rhino than he is moist.
Well, look, because at the end, but fellas, at the end of this, we're going to have to explore it because the trick of E.T. is none of his features make sense together for any environment.
Look, Jackson,
so at the end,
I'd hate to
we'll
jump
go
too
through
far
it.
Ahead, but to be honest, the only place I can imagine E.T. living is in a cave that resembles an asshole.
Yeah, like some kind of fart cave. Oh, hey. I get it, dude.
I'm looking at a picture here of a rhino swimming, and I'm pretty happy about that.
Yeah, that's nice.
It's kind of mirroring the best of both worlds. Yes, next thing.
Let's move on to huge eyes. Huge eyes.
Predator.
So typically, predator, front forward facing. Yes. <Yep. laughs> He's got predator eyes.
I can't argue with that.
That motherfucker's going to kill us.
He's got predator eyes. That's so scary. What animals have huge eyes?
Predators.
I was going to say like owls, anything that kind of like hunts at night.
Nocturnal. Yeah, nocturnal. So, true.
Nocturnal. That's the word. Nocturnal. Yeah.
So what? Do camels, which works with the humid, Aaron. I like that you made me write moist, swamp, hot, and humid. You made me write the same thing three times. We arrived at the same conclusion three separate times. Okay.
Okay, imagine if a camel was a predator.
Yeah, okay.
Those are the eyes that it would have. It would be forward-facing.
Yeah.
And if you look at his gross, distended belly... If it were like a camel hump. And also, we look in terms of colouring, even though a camel is covered in more like in hairs and whatnot.
Yeah, stop making me imagine hairy. Okay, yeah.
The colouring is at least kind of matching. So
It's similar. All right, okay,
I'm
yeah.
More towards like a desert, but now he's a desert predator.
Yeah, okay. Scary. Okay.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I think maybe this adds to the desert predator as well. Open nostrils. He's got nothing covering them, which means that because sand can get in, right? That's bad, isn't it? And you don't want that.
I just Unless went quiet because I was Googling what animals have the biggest eyes.
Yeah.
And it's all animals that hunt at night.
Okay. So we know.
He's probably nocturnal.
He's a nocturnal predator, guaranteed. Uh-huh. Okay.
But he has. There's a picture, there's a still of the image of him with an open mouth, and I hate it.
Yeah.
He's
got What's inside?
Teeth. He doesn't have any canines. It looks like he's just got flat teeth.
Well, we sort of look like we don't have any canines, and we're predators.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
We are predators,
I mean, we must have,
we're top of the food chain. Yes.
Okay, thank God. Man, for a second, if you guys had told me we were prey, I don't know what I'd have done. I've gone my whole life thinking I'm a predator. Damn. Okay, so flat teeth, but so do we. So that's no big deal. What do we think about his weird gum nut nose, though? That could get sand in it. What is that for? Why
Look at the nose of a camel.
Love to.
Yeah, what's the nose of a camel look like?
Is it kind of open.
But I feel like the camel nose, like, the nostrils...
They're more slits, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Slits.
A lot of apes have noses that are really just, kind of exposed. Sort of warthogs.
Desert ape. What kind of desert apes are there?
No. It doesn't... I feel like, Zamet, you're trying to pinpoint an exact animal E.T. is. He's not... You're not going to find an answer there. Yeah, he's not a guy. We know what he looks like.
I know he's not a guy. I'm just trying to work out if there's any kind of, like, primate that goes, like, in the desert, like, with a kind of nose like what E.T. has. If it's even feasible. Or if that nose is better suited for another environment.
I think it's definitely better suited to wet.
Pigs have just nostrils exposed to the elements, right?
And they are happiest in shit.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just going to write down for open nostrils because I'm very confused. Good for smelling, and we'll move on from there. Okay.
Yeah, not bad idea. Well, he does have those weird, like, skin flaps around his nose, so we don't know. They could distend and maybe make a nose covering.
Yeah.
Kind of like how people blink with an eyelid. Maybe he nose blinks.
Nose blinks. Yeah.
I keep thinking, because you said camel, can E.T., if he gets enough moisture, inflate and be smooth? Is that possible? Are we seeing a shriveled E.T.? E.T., open parentheses, lowest moisture, close parentheses. And is there another version? Yeah. Max moisture, MM.
Yeah, I'm looking at his big brows as well, and they kind of look like really hard, kind of like a wildebeest or something like that. So, I mean... Is maybe in like, you know, the evolution of an E.T., did they maybe just ram each other with their faces?
That's true. We're thinking of survival, but many of E.T.'s features could be for mating, which maybe the nostrils...
In our world, like the whole idea of like our jaws and our fists, they sort of evolved in this kind of weird equal strength thing because we just kept beating the shit out of each other. So like our fists and our hands would evolve so it would be like harder to do punches. But then our jaws would be like, we can take those punches. And there was this weird arms race within our own species of like, what's going to be the toughest? E.T.'s hands are weak as shit. So they there was no punch-ons. but their faces look strong.
Okay, so you think the ET species headbutts each other
for,
you know, dominance.
Well, either kind of like those, I love those dinosaurs, the pachycephalosauruses, that just kind of poof each other.
Bonk heads.
Or like a giraffe, because he does have long neck.
Yeah.
And
however,
they smack each other, yes.
And this is jumping ahead a bit, but E.T. has flat, stubby legs, which means that he's going to be a terrible predator unless he employs some kind of, like, pouncing trapdoor spider-style attack, which is what I'm kind of picturing. Because how's he running after you? Yeah.
Like, if you look at his head shape, it's kind of like an ice cream cone, but on its side.
What if E.T.? Okay, this is a crazy idea, but I may have figured out how E.T. predates, okay? Uh-huh. He keeps his head deep within his body, and then he extends it out and donks down like a hammer on anything he's trying to get. Because his face is flat like a hammer.
Yeah.
He donks you out.
Kind of like a trapdoor spider kind of thing. But you know, a trapdoor spider like makes a little trapdoor with his butt or whatever it is, and he's like that. But if E.T. does it with his face... or his head, and he sticks out, and then his big gaping mouth is there to eat small rodents.
Yeah, but is his mouth, like, it's you know, you get that picture of him with his mouth open, and it's awful. It's not huge. He also has a big, flat tongue. I don't know what that's for, but it's upsetting to look at.
His teeth are kind of flat, and again, look, this might just be an evolutionary thing, so maybe, like, you know, a proto-ET might have had sharper canines.
Yeah, that's
or
true.
Or maybe legs. And then when they developed psychic powers, they didn't need their legs anymore.
Well, okay, so,
the more I look at this, I found this infamous open mouth photo.
Yeah.
His mouth looks like a bird beak, like the inside of a bird mouth.
Yes, that's what I've actually got written here, beak-like mouth, because I thought it resembled more of a beak than anything else.
Yeah, but it's got teeth, though, which
I hate. Is E.T. a bird? Is that what we're saying?
He's one of them bird apes.
If you pluck a chicken, does it look like an E.T.?
Oh, my God.
It doesn't look not like an E.T., certainly.
Unless... Well, he does have a beak-like mouth, but he does have teeth.
Unless he hangs from trees?
Oh, yeah. Hook, his legs need, they don't need to be fast because they're hooks. And he hooks on the tree and he swings his head like a fucking bombie knocker.
It's kind of like an orangutan, right?
Yeah.
All their mobility. So maybe he's like a canopy dwelling creature.
Okay. I'm listening.
So if you think of this, whereas it's kind of like, imagine a tree with a very large canopy, but also in like a very kind of hot, humid place, which would explain some of these aspects of looking like a camel. So he can swing quite like, you know, from tree branch to tree branch.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't ever have to put his gross feet on the floor.
Mm. Kind of like a sloth, like you were saying earlier.
Yeah, but like a speedy sloth.
Mm.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Also, do you know we do far too many things? Like, we've gone and adapted one of our campaigns for our sister show, D&D is for Nerds, into a novel. So, if you're sick of listening to us and want to instead enjoy your own voice narrating an adventure, just head to sanspantsradio.com and grab your copy of The Audicus today. Print run is limited, but it is available as an ebook, or grab them both in a bundle. Once again, that's sanspantsradio.com.
But when we see him in the movie, he's like, it's not like he's ever looking for things to hold on to when he panics. He just runs like a fuckwit.
But he's you're right, does run. I was going to say, because the problem here is also a little bit psychic, right?
Yeah. He's got psychic powers. That's another one of the things I have on the list, you know?
So I would put forward that the psychic power probably came later in the evolution.
Okay.
And or at least sort of like midway through, which maybe is kind of why things might have changed or stunted. So if you're telepathic, you're probably not going to use your legs as much, which is kind of why they're
that checks out.
Gross.
Yeah. I mean, E.T.'s, you never see him hover, but I guess if you're just bringing stuff to you, you're not walking over to it, so you might as well use your
you're going over to chat with your mate. You're like, hey, mate, want to go hang out? This, you're like, I'm just going to sit here and telepathically link with some cunt and be like, what's going on? Just
the Charles Xavier defense.
Yeah, exactly. Defense.
Look at his legs.
When he's in court, I'm psychic. Mr.
Why
X.
Why do I have to be here?
Mr.
I don't
X.
Want to be here. What do you want? That's pretty cool.
Well, if he gets fired from the school, then I guess, he's Mr. X.
Mr. X. Yeah. You wouldn't call Mr. Xavier. I don't think you could call him Mr. X. That sounds like I don't know. It sounds like it could be a member of the A-team, Mr. X.
It sounds like maybe when he was trying to, like, revamp his image and be a spy.
Yeah, he was Mr. X.
Mr. Charles X. Charlie X.
Charlie XCX.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Whoa.
Yeah, I decided to do a music career. It was pretty
cool. Yeah, it's a girl's night out. No boys, no boys.
Vroom, vroom. That's what my wheelchair goes.
The specific psychic powers E.T. has are telekinesis and the ability to connect psychically and suck the energy of a young boy.
Yeah.
So...
We know what he's like predating. Well,
yeah, but why would you do that to anyone?
Hang from a tree and suck off the animals below with the psychic. Get fat on their psychic juice.
Well, now we're talking about like the whole trapdoor spider-esque thing. If he doesn't have to like devour them like bodily, it just has to like prey off them like a psychic vampire.
True.
All he has to do is crouch down and then explode his gross neck out of the sand dunes and wrap his huge hands around whatever he's sucking off.
Yeah, so, and then he can just suck off, you know, whatever he needs to out of them.
Yeah.
And he's got those long fingers, which maybe he sticks down the throat of whoever he's grabbed
to get
closer to the juice or whatever.
See, those long fingers, I assume, were maybe kind of like, you see in certain, like, gibbons and whatnot, where they poke it down an ant's nest and then suck off the ants from a finger. Mm. But if they're, like, psychic power sucking off fingers, maybe that's what he's doing, just chucking them down the throat of, you know, little young boys that are unexpected wandering through some kind of desert planet.
I
think that he just uses his telekinesis, his psychic linking powers to just slow his prey down and then strangles them.
Yeah.
Also potentially, yes.
Yeah, Homer and Bart Simpson style. Yeah.
Except from behind. I imagine he strangles them from behind and then as they die, he slowly just crunches their head in his jaws.
See, I don't... Because he doesn't have a lot of pectoral power there.
Well,
so he doesn't have a lot of, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, but look at those fucking fingers.
Yeah. What do you need for strangling, though? Good fingers or good arms?
I would say fingers, for sure.
Well, herein lies the debate, boys.
I guess
he has power behind it.
You're using your forearms, but also he's... He could maybe he's just tearing people's throats out then.
Yeah,
he doesn't
okay.
have sharp fingers, though. He's not a tearing creature.
I think he bonks him with his head. It's clearly the toughest part of his body. Yeah. There's the most musculature there. He bonks him with the head, and while they're unconscious, he sucks their juice out. Let's talk about the lack of nipples, because we're all thinking about it. Where's E.T. milk come from?
Well, Jackson, do you know what this implies?
Yes.
Regurgitation.
Yuck.
No.
He's born from an egg, though, hey?
What? Why you said that with such is confidence? Well, yeah, how do you know?
Like, well, no nipples. Probably born from an egg.
Like lizards and birds. That's true.
Also, no belly button.
Yeah. I was thinking, if you look at his belly button, it's kind of like
what belly button?
Shape. Oh, sorry, his belly. It's the right shape and size for a moist patch like a frog.
Mm. Oh,
or a platypus.
Are you saying that if you sucked on, if you picked E.T. up by the
and
bum
suckled
cheeks
on his belly,
and
yeah.
sucked on his belly, you'd suck you that could, thick yeah. E.T. milk out.
Yeah, kind of like, yeah, like a platypus or echidna.
Jackson, E.T. need help. Sucked him dry.
Yeah, look, we thought E.T. was dry before, but look at him now. Turned out he had a lot of milk weight.
Yeah, I'm going to pour heaps of milk in this and get a moist E.T. that's got no wrinkles, baby. Keep him in the cupboard when I'm thirsty.
More milk. Just
chuck a funnel down his throat, just start pouring gallons of milk.
I'm going to make it's an E.T. foie gras, man. Where do we think E.T.'s genitals lie, if anywhere?
Under, like, you know how I reckon underneath these, like, weird belly flap hangs?
Yeah.
So I think it's kind of like how, you know, his neck can kind of extend up and down. I reckon he can kind of do the same thing with either his genitals or legs, and just kind of, if he does it with his legs, out flops his genitals.
So you think the way to sex an E.T., like find the sex of the E.T. is to grab the two legs and pull and see if a big floppy
like
you gotta, dong
like you
comes
gotta, like, push in his, like, if you push in his belly, it flops out.
Mm. It's lucky Elliot never did that, you know.
I just feel he's got like a you know, like the very snake penises, yeah. One of them hemi penises.
Yeah,
he's got two of them.
I think he's making a lot of interesting points, but I think it's very obvious he comes from that finger.
You may be on the money. It does. It is seems to be the focus of a lot of his powers is that finger.
I mean, it is, and I want to agree with you, but there's like, well, no this too, and I was saying it was like a hemis, a hemipen. So maybe.
I think it's a cloaca is way more likely. He's way more bird-like than mammal-like.
Yeah.
If you flip E.T. upside down, he's just got a uni hole.
Yeah, so monotrich. Yeah, so he's more akin to like a platypus or an echidna.
Yeah,
so his belly would be a moist patch. Or a milk patch. What do they call it? Milk patch?
I don't know. E.T.'s whole physique is so... Like, what's his skeleton look like, right? Does he have knees? He waddles somehow. Like, he can move, but... I got to look up E.T. skeleton, see if anyone found one, you know?
It is called a milk patch.
Yeah, okay. Well, he may have a milk patch. Nobody's found an E.T. skeleton.
If he's a monotreme, then I think then he probably would have a milk patch. And his belly is kind of perfect for a milk patch as well, especially if he's producing quite a lot of milk and it would run off in those little folds and wrinkles.
In those rivulets,
Yeah, so you could kind of like go near the side and as it pours down and makes that kind of funnels into your mouth. So you could like press his little belly there, make the milk kind of sweat out, run into those crevices and suck it off.
Yeah, lick it amongst those crevices. Yeah. You get your tongue deep within
Real
there.
Real deep.
Can I make a wild prediction? I think E.T. has a pouch. Looking at it now, I reckon if you stuck your hand between E.T.'s legs, you would find two holes, one a cloaca and the other a pouch that the baby E.T.'s would... go inside. I also imagine the baby E.T. is tiny for some reason. I guess
so
E.T. is
thinking
small.
Kind of, again, akin to like a kangaroo where the kangaroo embryo will like sort of crawl into the pouch and suckle on it.
That is what I'm thinking. Yeah, that is what I'm imagining. He's got nipples on the inside. He's an inside nipple guy.
That's where his nipples are.
Yeah, they're within him. They're within him.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
What's E.T. eat when he's hanging out with Elliot? He just eats Reese's Pieces,
Yeah.
Does he want any kind of food? Like, is he looking for greens?
Hey, dogs eat peanut butter. That means nothing.
Yeah, yeah. It's true.
I've accidentally found myself in, like, the biggest E.T. hole, and I'm really unhappy about it because people are fighting on the internet about E.T. and his DNA, and I just wanted a dumb answer, and now I know too much.
Oh, that's bad, dude.
So, are you guys familiar with... And this actually might be a thing that does help us because E.T. has DNA, which implies a susceptibility to human pathogens.
Okay, for sure.
And then E.T. hasn't had exposure to human pathogens, so he is at risk of serious infections. So bad immune system?
Well, to human pathogens. Well, if I went to E.T.'s planet and scabbed my knee, I'm sure I'd get sick from an E.T. disease.
Yeah, War of the Worlds, you know?
Yeah.
It was the smallest of the God's creatures that killed E.T.,
he can
baby.
Bond with... I mean, we knew he could bond with Elliot because he makes Elliot sick, but apparently he can bond with living creatures, and that includes flowers, so... Which means that he does, like, I guess, like... I joked about it before, but I guess he can connect to people and suck them off from the inside and then get their juice that way.
And I guess he can do that with flowers as well. I don't know. And I know we weren't going to say we're going to go to the extended universe of E.T., but in the novelization, he does have a conversation with plants. And doesn't he get horny?
Yes. In the novelization of the E.T. movie, which I recommend to everybody, he does talk to a cucumber and he wants to fuck Elliot's mom. It's pretty clear. I think it's almost explicitly stated. But that's... That means nothing. I mean, if I went to the E.T. planet and I was stranded there...
That just means he horny. That's all right.
I might see an E.T. and be like, well, you know, what if I'm here forever? I might as well get my rocks off. And I'm not clever like E.T., so I'm not making a rock at home. I'm just like, well, I live on E.T. land now. Yeah, I'm in E.T. realm. Yeah.
Well, if he can talk to cucumbers and he can, like, suck off Elliot for his delicious psychic powers...
Sure.
I reckon he's just now sucking off basically any living thing, including, you know, plant life and, you know, I guess mammal life.
Well,
so
if
I guess
we are
he's a predator for a lot of things, or again, an omnivore.
Yeah, because if we are to assume that E.T. exists in a hot, arid environment where there's not a lot of moisture or a lot of like energy to get, maybe E.T. just like. Maybe the reason the environment's so arid is E.T.'s been sucking off the desert, you know, for such a long time.
It was a moist forest, and now he sucked it all dry, so now he's just sucking on a rock every day.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you gotta work, you know, try and work out why do the E.T. race, why are they leaving their planets? Why are they going everywhere else?
And to maybe they just sucked off the universe.
Yeah.
And maybe they sucked off their own home planet. Now they're like, well, we got to go suck off other places.
Yeah.
Phone in E.T. language means sucked off.
E.T. sucked off home. Elias, what? What are you saying, E.T.? E.T. sucked off home, and then he waddles away. Yeah. Does that alien say he's going to suck me off? Oh, my God.
And if you look at, like, I guess the which is why we've probably never gotten a sequel, because I guess when E.T.'s family are here, they're like, oh, look at this perfect, good planet to suck off.
Yeah. We could go back and suck off that planet, and all the E.T.'s are like, suck off! And then they go back and suck off planet Earth, destroying
E.T. sucked off Earth.
Yeah, but I think that genuinely makes sense as the story behind E.T. and how he exists in the world. He sucks off things around him, of their psychic energy. He is a predator, a nocturnal predator. I guess you're less likely to... Because, like, if he was a whatever a day-turnal predator is, whatever that word is.
Day-turnal, yeah, good.
If he was a day-turnal predator, then surely, like, you would see him coming, and the way you get away from E.T. is just a brisk walk, you know? He has to do it at night. We all in this room could push over E.T. Nothing would give me greater pleasure than to pick E.T. up by the feet, crack him like a whip, and break his neck. That's
I really
want
to, like, just get a brick to the back of his head. I just think that'd be satisfying.
Oh,
I would
for
like
sure.
to crack his awful skull open like an egg.
But it's satisfying.
But at night, you're not prepared for E.T.
No.
And he's got those huge eyes, so he can see you, but you can't see him. And then you feel yourself getting sucked off, and you're like, the E.T. got me. Uh-oh, I'm being sucked off by E.T.
All my mind powers are gone.
And then
is it Yeah.
That would also explain why he kind of evolved in a way where there's no real common traits. Like, as in, like, obviously there is some things that fit together, but why everything's just, like, kind of all over the place. Like,
yeah, it's a hodgepodge.
Arms, long fingers.
Yeah. Short, points, tiny feet, yeah.
Yeah, at some points when the planet was pre-sucked off, or the PSO.
Yeah, ET planet PSO, I know.
Yeah. And then post-sucked off is obviously PSO.
PSO. Yeah, I know, dude. This ain't my first rodeo, okay?
PSO and PSO.
This ain't news to me. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like, I guess over time, as they continue to slowly suck off their own planet and feed on the delicious wet moistures, I guess ET would also slowly evolve, or potentially they just evolve to get the powers of the things they've sucked off on.
Yeah, very possibly. Stubby legs from an alligator. Well, I mean, we don't know what animals are on ET world.
Well, we can assume
PSO,
alligators.
But... we can make the educated assumption there are alligators on ET world. At least alligator. PSO.
That rhino skin he's got. So it's obviously rhinos.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Well, if you get, again, going back to him being a nocturnal creature hunting by night, with his glowing finger, because A, that I guess provides light. You think, you know, okay, he's got a glowing figure to provide light, so therefore you think he needs light to see. But if you look at that kind of like an anglerfish, and it's more like, you know, luring people in.
We're in the desert because we've crash landed in ET World PSO, and I see a glowing light, and I'm like, I want that. And then I go over
that
there.
That looks interesting for me.
I'm and so then you're scared like, of being sucked off on this planet, but I'm going to go to that light. Because,
but a light is comforting.
A light's not going to suck me off. A light's a light. Oh, no.
I'm being sucked off by E.T. That light at about E.T. finger height is calming to me.
All of my juices are getting sucked off into E.T.'s guts.
Oh, damn it. Shit. And also, I think the desert environment works for E.T. because when he dies, it becomes a white dog shit. It's really easy to imagine him just becoming more dust. Yep. That's a horrible moment where we see a dead E.T. and then we look around and we realize the desert is all... white dog shit ET dust that we've been walking through the whole time. writhe in it. Thank God.
Guys, you seem to be struggling with this traumatic event, but I would just like to interrupt and say, no, this is actually good, and in fact, I find this unreal.
I don't respond because I was sucked off earlier that day.
You're a skeleton.
I'm a white dog shit of me somehow.
Oh no, the ETs have hair now. They got Jackson's hair.
It happened. Like hair, beady and a little moist.
This was exactly what I didn't want to happen. Thank God I'm dead. Thank God.
Is there anything in terms of like an evolutionary standpoint, or is it just the fact that it's like a situational thing? But the fact that ET befriends a little boy as opposed to a grown adult.
Well, I think
same
this is
cucumber.
Yeah. I would bring this back to an earlier discussion we had about Pod Racer, where we made it clear that in the world of Star Wars, we wouldn't know who is a little boy and who isn't. So I think E.T. thinks Elliot's a grown man.
Yeah.
And is only realizing his mistake late in the game, where he's already made the bond.
When all these cops are shooting at him, he's
oh, it might have backed the wrong horse. Yes, here. Shit. Damn it.
Alternatively, and I know we've gone on record so many times, being like, we're not looking at the ETEU.
Sure. But the ETU.
I would just like to point out the book and be like, look, if you want to fuck someone's mom, you best be their friend first.
For sure.
It's hard to befriend someone after you fuck their mom.
Yeah. ET, the cucumber is like, get in that house. There's a smoking hot MILF. ET was like,
MILF.
And then he went in and befriended Elliot for that reason. ET phone home means introduce me to your mother, Elliot.
Elliot, is this your sister? No, that's my mom. You look so good for your age.
That's horrible. ET, your ET has a bad voice. What about...
I do not like it, yes.
Okay, and I don't know if this plays into anything, but it's just worth bringing up. ET can and does get drunk and loves it.
Yes.
How do we feel about that? He's a party animal.
That, yeah. Again, plays...
I don't think he's a party animal, though. Because, like, it just takes one beer, yeah?
Yeah, that's true, actually. Lightweight. Beer. Cheap date. Yeah. I guess a chimpanzee probably would experience the same thing. It put like, on, if you, you know. It,
again, if you gave out like a corgi a beer,
it will get drunk.
It will get drunk.
Yeah. You know? It's pretty how fucked up to
imagine. How many one, beers surely. Would get a gorilla drunk?
Oh, a gorilla? Too many, dude. A slab. You know, one bottle
I
of.
I reckon a six pack.
I think one bottle of Captain Morgan is how you get a gorilla down. It's fucked up to imagine getting a corgi drunk and me being like, whoa, it's a party animal. And you're like, Jackson. That corgi's very sick. Whoa, party central over here. As the corgi vomits on the carpet and whimpers.
Just flops.
Yeah.
Whoa, bloody can't handle
taxi!
His model. Hey.
Jackson, please stop shoving a glow stick in my dog's face. Oots, 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 oots. This he party's sick. So,
what about camouflage?
He's kind of only camouflaged to appear as dog shit,
yeah,
or a sick. So,
yeah. Unless there is, I guess, like,
because he hides and he's very good at being Ooh. Still.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe E.T.'s planet is full of rocks that look like E.T.
I think we're on the right track where he's more like a trapdoor spider where he like his MO, if you will, of predatoring is that he basically hides somewhere, he's very still, and then like either leaps out or grasps them in his very powerful bony fingers and then sucks them off.
I think that's very possible.
I think that is also true, and I also think that there's a big chance that this desert that E.T. lives in, the rocks simply just resemble human nutsacks.
Yeah, I think that's possible. Like, if we landed here, we'd call it the testicle planet, but actually... Well,
maybe E.T.'s planet is full of very, very big people, which is why he mistrusts adults.
Yeah.
Because he's like, they're very big. I've seen their nutsacks. We blend in quite well.
Okay.
Whereas, like, a little boy in that, they're like, ah, it's just my size. There's no confusing there. They're not going to crush me.
Mm. So we're imagining some kind of planetoid on which there are so many nutsacks, so many pairs of testicles, that it is beneficial for a species to evolve to resemble them. To hide from predators within these nutsacks.
Yeah, correct.
And then the E.T. race then will say feasts on like the bugs and that are crawling all over these giant testicles.
Okay.
Maybe it's like formed like a parasitic relationship or a symbiotic relationship with these giants with huge balls.
Mm. See, and these are giant humans. Yeah,
that's what we're humanoid saying. Creatures.
Okay,
that's what I'm saying.
Well, this is not humans because they're too big.
Yeah, of
you know,
course.
Like again, going Excuse back me. To rhinos, you know those maybe hippos when they open their mouth and those birds like pick out on the teeth and whatever. Yeah. So maybe E.T. are like, hey, you big bald giants, let us hang out.
We'll hang in
our protection. We'll hang out in like the pubic hair. That's why he's got really good like finger grasping strength. It's just he's hanging onto those like giant pubes.
Can somebody
and feasting on like I don't know the woodlice
parasites.
Or whatever that's hanging out around there? Yeah,
the crabs.
The general bald parasite.
Could somebody go on the ET Wikia, please, and change where it says environment? I don't know what it says right now, but change it from whatever it is to chron. Or Gooch.
Gooch.
That, like, that's where the E.T.
lives.
Think
about, you know, he's perfect to live in a Crundle or a Gooch.
Yeah.
And then,
a Grundle?
As I predicted at the start of the episode, the only place I can imagine E.T. sleeping is in an anus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Kind of like that eel that lives in a fish's noose.
Yeah. That's what E.T. like that. Does.
I can't wait to get back to the anus I live in, Elliot.
What? The fuck did E.T. say as it flies off? Did he say he was going to go in an anus?
Is that what he said? Giant's anus.
Thank God he's gone. I don't want to know any more about that.
Mom, do you know he tried to fuck you?
Yeah, he was really on the horn for you, Mum. That's really fucked up. Can we go home? I hated all of this. My name's Elliot.
The only part I thought was good was when he was dying and I was getting better.
I loved when I was sucking him off instead of when he was sucking me off. Let's get back to that.
Yeah.
Well, I think we, as three evolutionary scientists, have adequately... ET is from an arid desert environment full of gigantic humanoids in which he hides in the crundle of...
Well, if you think about that, you're just describing the gooch, because that does get occasionally very sweaty.
That's true. It is moist and humid.
It does get quite moist and humid down there, but swampy. Other times it's quite dry.
Yeah. That makes sense. Quite,
and if you're like forming a symbiotic relationship with this, you know, gross wet alien, I mean, he can suck you off and you can suck it off. Mm. So it would maybe provide a little bit of, like, you know, health benefit.
He psychically sucks you off. No, he psychically sucks you off, but he also sucks you off in real life is the deal. Because he's down there.
Okay, why not?
You know.
All right, maybe he's a bit of a party animal. I don't know.
Okay, you let him suck off you a bit psychically so he can suck off you a bit physically is the ET bargain, as we call it.
The famous ET bargain.
And then, he needs that really good, like, finger strength to, like, you know, hold on and grip onto, like, you know, the pubic region, like the leg hairs and the
absolutely
all that kind of stuff there.
That makes
doesn't
sense.
He doesn't need any, like, the ability to walk because, you know, the big giant is walking.
Yeah, so he doesn't need to go anywhere.
Get rid of him.
Yeah.
And because, I guess, like, the distance of where he is to where, like, his host is, you know, the ability, the need to, like, telepathically, you know, communicate is there.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, I reckon E.T. just swings from the balls of giants.
Dude, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, it's quite simple.
Really?
I thought about it.
Elementary, to be honest.
We cracked this. This was easy. Give us something hard.
Yeah, give us
time,
a hard
like
alien.
Gremlin or whatever.
Yeah, we can figure that out. E.T. swings from the balls of giants. There it is.
Yeah.
Beautiful. God. Simple.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
Yeah. We've all been E.T. experts.
Yeah, exactly.
It was actually simple, really.
Easiest question ever answered.
Have you always thought about signing up for Sans Pants Plus, but you haven't found the right opportunity to take the plunge? Well, maybe now's the time. See, for a limited time only, new subscribers can get 25% off the first 2 months of Sans Pants Plus if they use the coupon code PLUSPLUS25 at checkout. Honestly, there's so much good shit available to Plus members, it's crazy. We're talking extra D&D campaigns, 3 different review shows, whole bonus series, video content, and all of it ad-free. So now's your chance. Use the coupon code PLUSPLUS25 to get 25% off the first 2 months of Sans Pants Plus today.
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.